It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
Hey, it's a Friday. Welcome in. 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Hey, buddy.
Hey, let's do the news.
Time to make the donuts.
Hey.
Hey, go tell Kurt out there that we got a bunch of people, our friends from Smart Rain are in, that he needs to go cater. Let's love up our guys. Let's bring in some
What do you think?
Some grub for our guys.
I don't even really care what it is. It's important.
Let's get that expense account of his that he claims he doesn't have, but he does if he needs to play golf.
Yeah, then all of a sudden.
Then that expense account.
It's loaded. Up. Look at this slush fund I've got.
Yeah. I'm going to go golf, play golf, and then complain about programming.
How about this? You could just maybe not golf a couple rounds, and you could cater for all of these great people here in the room today.
Yeah.
Some Chick-fil-A wouldn't be bad.
No, wouldn't hate on that.
Some barbecue.
Yeah.
If you wanted to go to Pat's or...
You got Maxwell's. It's a good arena sponsor.
Max will go get some those Fat Boy pizzas.
See, there you go.
Maybe a little buffalo chicken blue cheese pizza.
How bad do you want to take care of your clients?
Yeah. How much do you want them to be happy with you? We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see how much that means.
See
to
where
us.
Your commitment level is to your guys.
Hey, look, we're just going to be collateral damage. You know, we're just here, and if that food happens to fall our way, well, we'll eat it too.
By the way, I want to introduce you to an offensive lineman from Appalachian State. Did you see that tweet?
No.
His first name is Bear. His last name is Hunter.
Bear Hunter.
Yeah.
Is that his real
That's
given
his
name?
Real parent given name, and Appalachian State has produced some promotional photo for him, and this is the way all offensive linemen need to be treated.
It's him actually on the this is the 3-point contact technique for an offensive lineman, and he is literally driving a bear out of its own home. He's got face mask is buried under the bear's chin. The bear is standing upright. And he's got both his hands inside the breastplates on the bear.
Yep.
And he's fairly low.
Yep. A lot lower than the bear, that's for sure.
Yep. The bear's a little high. Bear's playing high.
And it looks like, this is all going on the Great Plains with the lightning and the storm behind him. I mean, this is quality stuff. Like,
it is a pretty sweet picture.
We need our offensive linemen to be treated better. Everybody likes to put out the promotional, shots of the wide receivers and the running backs and the pretty quarterbacks.
I get so tired of it.
But the offensive linemen need more of this.
That is really a beautiful picture. Did you just retweet that?
I did.
Okay. At Scotty G Zone, and you can see that. Hey, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, I was thinking about maybe building a new segment for the show.
Okay. I'm always down for this.
Something like, instead of soap opera, just call it sports opera. And have, we could pull up like one of the old soap opera things and play. Because I love working in this industry. Like, I love doing what I do. And I love doing what we do. Like, I love the brand of show that we put together. Because we have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we follow the dramatic entertainment side of things, but I want to do something that's called like sports opera and have like a soap opera feel to it. And all we do is jump into some of the more dramatic arenas of sports because there's so many areas today. Like I was doing show prep this morning and I'm like, we are just a 4-hour soap opera today.
Yeah.
With what's happening in our U.S. Olympic team and what's going on with Kevin Love now and what they're having to do and the players that are upset. And we'll get into all that, I think, maybe in the second segment. I don't know. Maybe we can get it to another starter. I don't know. It's a Friday. Hell, let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
But from that to the Richard Sherman being released without bail, order of a judge, and then the videos being released of the doorbell camera of the father-in-law's home, and you know that whole thing is drama. To Bryson DeChambeau, like Bryson could just be our sports opera character. This guy is brilliant for golf. This guy is, and I know people are like, this is so bad for golf. He's so uncouth.
No.
This is so outside of what a golfer should be. No, this guy is bringing the boys to the yard.
You know what? Everybody, you know, whether it's a good movie, whether it's a sports team, whether it's a player, everybody loves a villain.
Yeah.
And right now, Bryson DeChambeau is a villain.
Now, he's going to have to figure out how to live as the heel.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he understands that he's the heel.
Yeah.
I don't think he understands that he's the villain. I think he's just being him, and him is abrasive and intrusive and ridiculous, absurd, a little bit knuckleheaded.
Tell you what, though, he did a little backtracking yesterday, though.
Yeah, he did, but that's all part of it, man. That's what makes him great. Like it. So, I don't know. We need to create just a sports opera segment with some good soap opera music, and maybe Johnny Lightfoot can produce a soap opera sound, and because it just feels like I'm pulled into this dramatic world of sports every morning.
I like it. I like it.
And every day we've got something. I mean, we do the good, bad, and ugly. But there are topics that we could put into a daily sports opera. Like this Olympic team thing could be a daily sports opera. This Richard Sherman thing could be like, oh, on this week's sports opera. You know, and have dun, 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 dun. Do you remember that song?
Is that Guiding Light?
Is that All My Children?
Oh, I think you're right. I think it was All My Children.
Guiding Light.
Oh, come on. Don't pretend on a sick day when you were faking sick and hanging out at home, you didn't fire up a soap opera or two.
Nah, General Hospital was my cup of tea.
Was it? Days of Our Lives was mine. Like, if I was going to fire one up, it was going to be Days of Our Lives.
I don't even remember. Like, I remember the names. I don't even remember which ones I watched. I just remember, like, all right, well, what's the big money, no whammies game show? I'd watch that as much as I could.
Is it No Whammies? No.
Press Your Luck.
There you go.
And then when that was over, then you know, whatever soap opera was on, I was going to fire that up.
You just needed something to get you to Cubs baseball, right, at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you watch Cubs baseball?
That's where I became a Cubs fan, you know. Actually, you know, I'd go to my grandparents' house. They had cable. We didn't have cable. And then you watch a little WGN, watch the Cubs.
Oh, man. Don't you think the sports opera?
We know about your big satellite you have.
I didn't get that until I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
So yes, after that I did watch that. But
the one when you drive by, you're like, oh, that's the
that was a huge status
kids
symbol too.
That you become friends with that kid right there.
That big motorized, and then you know, you'd be out mowing the lawn, and somebody's watching something inside, and it
full size Snicker bars right there.
Yes.
The other thing that we've got to address today. We're going to throw out whole world news today, and we are bringing you some small hometown news.
Oh, are we going to in the news?
Yeah, going small hometown news. What's up in Weezer? What's down in Declo today? Because I don't know what's going on in Weezer. There are a few things we got to talk about.
I actually like when we
– like small hometown gossip.
I feel like, look, I love my hometown in Declo. I plan on someday retiring there. Like, I just – I love that. Every time I go back, I'm like, I never should have left.
You better buy land now.
I know. Even Declo's popping.
You better buy land now.
But I just like it. Just it tugs on my heartstrings. I love being there.
Yeah.
I love every second about being there. But when we created that segment, we really felt like the genesis of that whole, you know, small hometown news was that we would be able to pluck stories from Weezer and Declo every single solitary week.
Yeah.
The problem is Weezer. you guys are filled with drama, man. Like, there's always something either good or really bad.
I'm always sending you stuff.
Going in Weezer. And then I'm like, I was like, hey, Declo, come on. Come on, do something. Let's go. Everybody's just like, no, crops are in. On our third, you know, on our third hay harvest.
Everything looks good.
Everything
that
looks
way.
Good. Kids are in school. No drugs. Like,
Earl's tractor broke down yesterday evening, but he fixed it.
But he fixed it really quick.
With the help of three community members.
Only had an hour of downtime. Like, I'm like, come on. I got nothing here.
Has anybody caught a hand in a thrasher or anything lately? Well, like, that's news. Today's news out of Weezer, though, is like, what in the hell? Well, there's three stories that are like big-time news stories in Weezer, Idaho.
I did have a guy, one of our neighbors, had a potato sorter when I was a kid and got his hand caught in it, ripped his hand just right off, just like.
Did it pull them? It pulled it right out of the joints.
Popped it right off.
Can you not make that sound? Like that?
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Barbara Hershey.
Don't. Stop it. Anyway. Not today.
Oh, I don't know. And then, so he got like a plastic or wooden hand, and it just attached, and it looked like this. And
like so Chubbs?
Yeah, it looked, exactly. It was Chubbs.
Really?
And then he'd go around it, and he'd freak you out, like you'd be at church, and you'd forget about that he didn't have a hand. He's like, hey, do you want to?
He put the rubber hand
out? Like, you wanna, and he'd put your hand out, shake, and you'd shake this like thing, and you're like, oh, what is it?
Squeeze the air right out of it.
But then he just shakes with the left and be like, oh, okay, that's weird.
We had an old guy in our ward that had caught his hand in a thrasher, and he just wore the hook. And it was.
That's pretty bad, right there.
Yeah, so the hook would be just bigger than a coat hanger hook. Just larger, but almost the same shape. But then on the side of it was a slightly smaller, hook that had this this little trigger. That when he would flex his elbow, it would pull that trigger and pull the two hooks together, so he could grab stuff with that hook. And man, he would scare the crap out of us. He'd come up and he'd put that hook right under our chin and be like, "Don't you make me!"
Wow.
And I was just like,
"So if you guys lost your hand, would you go with the hook or the a hand?" I'd go with the hook.
If I had to choose between the two, it'd be the hook.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kids aren't gonna be bothering me.
Overall, I just have like a big. Dub there, just leave it.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that. It's you got to put something, get something going.
No, there. I think it's fine.
No, the stub just isn't. It puts something, like attaches something to it, man. I was just
don't
walking around with this.
You're like high five. Oh wait, never mind.
I don't want to high five your stump.
I would go around high fiving people with a stump.
Oh, I know you would. What would you do golf-wise? That would be a problem.
Well, then you got to attach something to golf. You can't, it's just not doable.
Can you attach a club straight to your arm?
Oh, there you go.
Like a club attachment and then grab your own arm with your other arm? And
well, I think like, is there
it
like.
It must be Friday.
I don't know. Like, can you have like a universal ending, like a Snap-on tools, where like you disconnected the golf club and then you're like, all right, I got to go work out in the yard and you. Snap on a chainsaw, and then you just pop that bad boy off, and then, universal tools.
Get your snowblower attached to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's time to go hunting. Attach a 357 on it.
It's like, you didn't watch those Evil Dead movies, but, yeah, the guy had, like, a chainsaw where you click, click, and go out and kill zombies.
Man, I love the idea of it. I'd rather just keep both my hands. Pretty functional.
I don't know. I think we're on a $1 million idea right here.
I do, too. Let's see what we can do with it.
All right. Let's get to it.
I wonder if anybody's looked into actually building prosthetics.
I think they have, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be innovating?
I don't think so.
Like if somebody lost their leg, like rebuilding something that they could use as a leg?
Mm.
How about the Blade Runner, though? Like those blades that he put on.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
You watch Blade Runner?
Well, the guy that Oster Pistorius.
Oh. Oh, that, there's a movie. There's a movie called Blade Runner.
Oh, there is?
It's a sci-fi movie from like the 80s.
Oh, I don't even know what that movie is.
Harrison Ford is in it. I'm like, there's no way you watch Blade Runner.
No, I didn't watch that. I was thinking Oscar Pistorius. Anyways, man, jam-packed and ready to go, Scotty.
Let's get to it. Starting lineup right now here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is Hans and Scotty G.
Let's go!
And now it's time to kick off the show with the biggest topic of the day. This is the Starting Lineup. Starting Lineup. Presented by University of Utah Health. On 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Well, the story continues with the U.S. Olympic team. After spending 10 days in Las Vegas getting ready for the Olympics, Kevin Love has now decided to withdraw from Team USA. He won't travel to Tokyo. He's still returning to full form right now. He's got the calf injury that's kept him out a significant part of the season. And Kevin Love is now withdrawn. I don't think that that hurts anybody's feelings, and I don't think that that hurts this team.
No and no.
But it's still just kind of strange. And then the storylines continue. Ja Morant sent out a funny social media post that definitely showed, it was a kind of a cryptic tweet that just showed that he's not happy about the U.S. snub. And then Trae Young sent out one that was even more obvious, which was a short video clip of Isaiah Thomas saying, yeah, I had all the qualifications and didn't get selected, which I believe Donovan Mitchell actually retweeted and it said, man,
you're a fool.
You're a fool for this or something like that. Which I get, I'm guessing that that was friendly.
Yeah, right? I think so.
I'm hoping that that was friendly. But I do have some question marks. Like Trae Young and Ja Morant are a couple of fantastic additions.
Yes.
I would not hate seeing those young guys that are just chomping at the bit and hungry for notoriety and recognition and fame and success.
And these guys want to do it too.
Yeah, so throw them on there. The other one I want to see is Julius Randle. Like, if Kevin Love's out, put Julius Randle in.
Yeah.
He was really good. I mean, he carried the Knicks.
Made the Knicks relevant. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, that's heavyweight.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, if you lose, now you're losing Kevin Love. You lost Bradley Beal. You got Jeremy Grant, who's in protocol. Quick replacements. Ja Morant, Trae Young, and Julius Randle. I know that there are other names out there, but those are the three I'd put in there. They seem hungry. They want to do it. I actually like Julius Randle on that team.
I don't hate that at all.
I like Julius Randle on that team more than Ja Morant and Trae Young because I feel like they've already got backcourt scoring with Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant wherever Kevin Durant's going to play. I mean, they could put him anywhere 1-5. It doesn't matter.
I would like Ja Morant on this team. I think
more than Trae?
Well, here's the thing. Trae's got a better outside shot. You do need some outside shooting. I love Ja's ability to get to the rim. Either one of those guys, I'm great. Flip a coin on those two, and then Julius Randle. Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
I don't hate that at all, man. I think he'd bring some toughness. I also think it would mean something to him.
And then you throw in the fact that you got here's the other thing, Coop. Can you really count on all three of Booker, Jrue Holiday, and Middleton? Do you think all three are actually going to come after a long, hard-fought finals which one or two of those three guys are going to lose this series? They're going to be a little salty about it, and they're going to be beat up. I don't think you can count on all three of those guys coming.
Not a chance. So you probably ought to plan for that too. This thing is really thinned out, and obviously the staples, the guys that you've got to have Damian Lillard, you've got to have Kevin Durant. You've got to have those two guys. They're going to give you scoring. I do wonder about Damian a little bit. He's so used and comfortable to launching it from half court that sometimes I wonder, does he I love Damian, but Damian's dealing with his own baggage right now.
Yeah, he's got some, we'll talk about that a little later too.
Yeah, he's loaded with
somebody's
his own.
Somebody's about to hit the market.
I know. I want to jump into that, but let's save that.
Yeah.
Because I've got some thoughts. I actually got a couple of things I want to throw at you on that.
Okay, let's see here. Trent Forrest and next year's first. Take it. Let's go.
Throwing as a boogie?
Fine. We'll give you him, too.
Let's just build.
Somewhere Justin's at is like, well, Neil, you drive a hard bargain, but here you go. We'll throw him in, too.
I always wonder, like, if Dennis Lindsay or Zanuck or Back in the day, Kevin O'Connor, if they ever flipped on the radio and heard us talking about these things, if they're just like...
I guarantee it. Oh, boy, these guys Kevin are O'Connor in particular. I'd get all kinds of salty.
Well, yesterday, while you and I were talking football, I got a quick text from a college coach that was like, hey, moron. I love him, man. I love that the college coaches listen, and I do appreciate it when they quickly text me and tell me I'm wrong.
Yeah. So. Which is, you know what? Love it.
Yeah, but it just helps. It only helps when they're listening and they let me know.
We're just over here running our mouths. It's nice if somebody out there is like, hey, you know what? No, you're wrong.
So, Kevin Love, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. We appreciate your service, but didn't need you in the first place.
You think that he's really leaving on his own, or they're like, hey, you know what? You're not any good.
I've always worried about Kevin. I know Kevin's dealing with a calf issue, but I know that he deals with some real demons, real mental illness.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I always have worried about Kevin Love. Now the way I'm worried about Richard Sherman, you know, I think that these guys are dealing with real demons. And I don't know what Kevin Love is leaving for.
Well, when you know that you're the worst player on the team and everybody out there is telling you and reminding you that you probably shouldn't be there, and you're probably getting some side eyes from people on the team being like, really? You're right here? Yeah. We could have Julius Randle, or we could have John Morant.
Yeah. That would be hard, wouldn't it? And you would almost feel like, well, I got to do the right thing and get somebody else in here. So that's who I'd love. I'd love Trae Young, Ja Morant, Julius Randle. Put those three on that court with the guys that you've got.
I really want Jrue Holiday because I like his defense. And obviously Devin Booker should be there because he's, you know, Devin Booker.
Yeah. Booker he'll be able to do a lot. Middleton will be able to really help you. Those are your finals players, Scotty.
Yeah.
Those are the players that have pushed these teams to the finals. You got to have them on the court. I still feel like there's a very good chance that Team U.S. is going to win gold.
Oh, I do too.
Very good chance.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network in studio today, and our good friends at Smart Rain who just recently come onto the radio station. We're excited to have them part of the family, and Chase is with us, and we've talked to Chase many times in the past. Good friend of ours. How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Good, guys. How are you? Long time no see.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you guys.
So, obviously, you can't flip on the news without hearing about the drought. Extreme drought. 98% of all of Utah is in either severe or extreme drought. And there's a lot of businesses out there. There's a lot of apartment complex, you know, properties like that that need to irrigate, but they need to do it smartly. And there's a lot of people out there that really don't know what they're doing. And Smart Rain's here to help.
Yeah, you know, the drought's a serious issue, and we all have to do our part, whether it's from a residential side or a commercial side. And, you know, Smart Rain is a remarkable commercial solution to that. And so it's a smart controller for any commercial property that really will make the life of a property manager, a landscaper, easier. You know, you access all of the programs, the controller itself, on your laptop, your mobile device, your tablet, whatever, and it's super simple, and it just reduces the labor cost too.
So let's nail down the people that you're looking for here, because you're saying complex owners or business owners. Is this for residential use as well, or not as much?
Yeah, it's really not for residential. Mostly, it's mostly designed for commercial properties. It's got 48 zones.
Wow.
Capable.
Oh,
so
okay. I would love for my residential to have 48 zones, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah, it's really a lot more. It's a controller on steroids. I mean, it really has a lot more options, a lot more features. It's very intricate. There's advanced configurations that, you know, landscapers can use. There's a lot of technical terms I could use that probably wouldn't make sense to a lot of people, but it really just helps. People understand how easy it is to just irrigate and to make sure that they're using their water properly.
Well, it sounds to me then like there are a lot of landscapers out there that their main job is to contract with these, you know, big apartment complexes or shopping mall areas. It's some of those landscapers need to look into this. Are landscapers onto this device and technology?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of landscape companies that we work with that we have great relationships with that help you know, push this product, and they love it. You know, one of the things that we're most proud of is our 99% retention rate. So when people get on our product, they don't leave because it's so intricate. It's so smart. It's very simple to use. It's not a huge endeavor to understand how the program works.
Well, the important thing too is obviously conservation with water right now, and to be able to cut costs for business owners out there, to be able to water and do so wisely and have. I mean, I was asking you, do you have like sensors in the ground? You're like, no, there's extreme algorithms to know exactly what the soil composition is, how the grass is growing, what the weather's looking like, and it puts together a perfect plan so mm-hmm. that your lawn stays perfectly watered.
Yeah, so it's a weather-based controller. So essentially it's checking the weather by the hour rather than just what the forecast is for the day.
Yeah.
So if it's going to rain or have a burst or a microburst of rain, it's going to read that and then turn the program on again. So it's not going to, if there's wind, you know, involved, if there's, you know, weather, it's going to, you know, reflect that.
So, Chase, what can people do to get involved with this?
So go to smartrain.net. You can learn about our products a little bit more. We have people on standby for chat. We also have a phone number you can reach out to, 877-346-3333. And right now we're literally having the promotion of a lifetime right now.
This is awesome, by the way.
So today only, the first 10 callers, while we're here for 4 hours, I believe, we're going to give away controllers for free.
What?
For free. The only thing that you're going to have to pay for is the hosting fees, and we can kind of get into that one.
But you get the controller for free?
For free.
What's that number again?
877-346-3333.
And only 10 of them?
Well.
So is the first 10 today?
10 properties.
Okay.
So 10 properties. Whether it's a school, a bank, a shopping center, city, whatever.
Like Chase is looking over Rob like, am I going to get in trouble? 877-346-3333. First 10 callers to call in gets a free controller.
That's a great giveaway. Thanks for putting that together, you guys. That's very
sure.
generous. Very, very generous.
And if nothing else, call. Make sure you're in one of those first 10 spots and then really dive down deep with whoever you're talking to on the line and really make sure that – you know, do your background. Make sure this is right for you, because I guarantee it is, and you're gonna and we'll get into this a little bit later. But I gotta imagine the money savings for a lot of businesses too are through the roof.
I mean 30-50% off water costs. It's crazy.
877-346-3333. First 10 people to call in with your business, your resident or your apartment complex, you will get a free controller. But you gotta call right now. 877-346-3333. Right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Joe Ingles joining us. Australia has finished fourth 4 times, the best country that's never medaled. With this storyline and with you being so invested in the national team going to your fourth Olympics, I'm thinking you're way more locked in on this than most Jazz fans realize.
Yeah, I really am. I've put too much time and effort into this to not give myself and my team and my country and my family and my kids a chance to bring this medal home. And we've built this thing to what it is now, and we've put so much time and effort into this and been so invested. It's why we've played every offseason for 12 years now. And we believe in our team and what we can do when we get to Tokyo.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Scotty, 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
Have you seen this ice cream that's been all the buzz? Did you see this story yesterday?
Oh, Darren Rovell. I meant to bring that up yesterday. I saw Darren Rovell tweet that out. I'm not on board with that.
So they released 2,000 pints of this, and it sold out within 9 minutes. It's a macaroni and cheese ice cream made by Van Leeuwen. And it's just a Kraft macaroni and cheese, French ice cream. It's a mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
Not feeling it.
Yeah. Somebody asked me if I thought that I would like it, and I responded, well, throw in some chili and make it chili mac and maybe, but I was just joking. That sounds even worse.
Yeah, that does. That does sound worse.
I'm not saying I wouldn't try it if I had some in front of me. I'd probably
I'd give it a shot, but I'm not going to spend good money on it.
Anyways, I just thought it was interesting. It is selling like hotcakes. Like they can't keep this stuff, I guess, on
the
show.
I can't imagine that'll keep up.
No, it won't. It's a novelty.
Yeah.
For sure it is. And then the other news that you and I were just talking about, just piggybacking off what we were talking about with the Olympic team, it sounds like they're not even going to call Trae Young.
No.
They're just going to give this thing to Keldon Johnson.
Keldon Johnson, in his second year with the Spurs, started 67 games this year, averaged almost 30 minutes, averaged about 13 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, was on the – and I think this is probably – unless there's a bunch of players leaving, I think he's part of the U.S. Select team, which is working out with Team USA, and they're just going to call him up from that team. So he's already gone through. He's been there in the protocol, in the programs, and is well conditioned and ready to go. And they feel a little bit more comfortable just going that route.
Well, the thing that I'd like to see from him, you know, if you're not going to go with some offensive powerhouses like Ja Morant and Trae Young, the things I'd like to see from Keldon Johnson is him doing some of the things that nobody else really wants to do. The physicality, the defensive side of things, the transition defense, the hustle, all those other things that were a problem in the first two exhibition games. He had all these guys that wanted to, you know, take a quick shot or try to create, play hero ball, isolation, and not do anything defensively to slow things down. And that's what I'd like to see from Keldon. That part of the game that makes it really difficult. And where you've got these international rules, I want to say a guy that's just willing to get in there and play physical defense. If there's some hand-checking allowed, then do it. Push that to the issue where they're finally calling it and say, no, that's too much. Take it that far.
Yeah.
Because that's how I felt Australia handled Team U.S. That's how I felt Nigeria handled Team U.S. Took it so far that it was like, how far can you go with this?
Yeah.
Defensively.
Great point. Yep.
So I'd like to see Keldon do that.
I think, and plus, all right, so I don't know, maybe this isn't the right way to look at it, but if you're, it's like, okay, you always talk about when you were a freshman at BYU and you're looking around at all these guys. And you're like, okay, I'm going to keep my mouth shut and do my job.
Yeah, you think you're real cool and tough until you show up.
Yeah. And that might – look, Keldon Johnson's been in the league a couple of years, had a really good sophomore season in the NBA and is part of this team. But you look around, you're like, okay, you know what? You need me to play defense? I'm going to play defense.
Absolutely.
KD, you're going to get the shots. Damian Lillard, you're going to get the shots. I'm okay with that. I'm just happy to be here, try to get a gold medal, ride some coattails a little bit, and you need me to play defense? I'm in. Let's go.
And maybe you get that out of him. Maybe that's why they potentially love this selection.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what you can count on, but I just think they're stacked up against it.
Yeah.
You know, listening back to Joe Ingles when we replayed it yesterday and him talking about the way his team plays as a team and plays for each other and him talking about how they've built this team over years and how important the gold is to them.
Yeah.
The United States is going to have to find some level of importance, some level of interest to be driven by something more than just talent.
Yeah.
Because Australia is driven by something much more than talent right now. It's a love of country.
Yeah.
And probably a love of brotherhood, but you know, it does feel like it's a love of country, don't you think?
Yeah, I would certainly hope that's part of it. I mean, all you had to do was listen, and I don't know if Team USA players feel the same way. I sure hope they do. But you listen to the last couple minutes of the Joe Ingles interview with DJ and PK, and he talked about, look, he loves being in the NBA, but being in the locker room, he says the camaraderie, the lack of ego, the friendships. And he said he and Patty Mills have been building towards this team for the last 12 years. Mm-hmm. And they went from a team that had no superstars to now they've got a bunch of NBA players on this team, and they really feel like they want to go get a medal. And that'd be the first time, I think, in Australian history they get a medal. They really have that. And he said, look, this team and the lack of ego and all of that makes it so much more fun for him. You could tell he's just having fun with this team. He goes, I don't think it was any knock on, and I don't think he was subtweeting or anything here, but he did say, he goes, you just don't get that in a professional locker room because there's a lot of other interests and you're getting pulled in a bunch of different directions and guys may be worried about contracts and all that other stuff. Here, you're just playing for love of country and love of the game. And you hear people say that and you're like, okay, that's bull crap. But to have a player in the middle of it actually talk about it and talk about it so passionately as Joe Ingles did, really makes you realize this is what it's all about for him.
And that's great. I'm happy that Joe's having that good a time, and that's fantastic. I do hope that the U.S. team can figure out some of that, some level of that, and they can play on that level. Just to continue the drama of what's going on with the Team U.S. right now. Everybody heard, we mentioned it in the first segment, Kevin Love is leaving the team. Well, they've canceled the Australia-U.S. rematch in Vegas.
Yes.
That was going to be the last exhibition before they headed to Tokyo. They have canceled that, so they will not play tonight. They were expected to play tonight.
It's probably for the best.
And they will not play. And they're listing it as an abundance of caution because of the COVID situation that the United States finds themselves in right now. I still think it's strange that the Olympics aren't taking vaccinations into consideration. Japan's just we don't care. This is just about the virus.
And we can talk about this a little bit later on. Look, I think we're heading down that path here in the country. Like, Los Angeles, put a mask on. Doesn't matter if you're vaccinated or not. You got to put a mask on if you're indoors. And, this is rising. The cases are rising across the country. And you're going to have some places. Now, Governor Cox had a press conference yesterday, and they said, are you going to do anything special with these rising cases? Like, we have. There's a vaccine. It's free. Go get it. Vaccines work better than a mask. Vaccines work better than social distancing. Mm-hmm. Go get your vaccine. That's it. It's free. Just drive up. It's real easy. I mean, I never got out of my car. One of the easiest things I've ever done. He's like, that's what we've done. So we're not going back to masks. We're not going back to social mm-hmm. distancing. If you choose not to get vaccinated, then be smart or you're going to get it. And if you're vaccinated, you're going to be in pretty good shape. So be smart. Other places aren't going to be like that.
Yeah.
And I could see this impacting college football. Big 12 said at their media days earlier in the week that if a team has to miss a game because they can't field a team because of COVID restrictions because their team didn't get vaccinated or enough of them to get vaccinated, it will go down as a forfeit. You will lose that game. It will be a L for you and a win for the other team. We're not going to do this no contest nonsense anymore.
Good.
And I think that's great. And that puts pressure on teams again because coaches – and your ability to go to bowl games are all on, and your contracts and everything else is all based on wins and losses. And a coach needs to be letting these players know, yeah, you have a right not to get vaccinated, but if we lose games because of you not getting vaccinated, then we're going to have a problem.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. All right, 10:46, Hans and Scotty, Davis Vision Summer LASIK Sale continuing on. No contacts, no glasses. Let's get rid of them. $1,000 off. Start your road to better vision right now by calling 801-253-3080. Oh, look at that number. 801-253-3080. That's Davis Vision right here on the Zone Sports Network.
The Top 60 and 60 is back on the Zone Sports Network. Get your college football fix every day at 1:30 as the Zone counts you down to the start of the 2021 season by listing off the top 60 players in the state of Utah as voted on by the local media. You'll also hear from the coaches as they talk about the players that will impact their season the most. It's the Top 60 and 60, weekdays at 1:30, presented by Cypress Credit Union and ICON on your home of the best college football coverage in Utah. 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
All right, let's go.
You don't have time to watch every game or read every story. Fortunately, we do. Here's what you may have missed on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
So you work in this business long enough, you become a bit of a cynic, and you don't really trust anything. But I'm not going to lie, even if this is manufactured, which I kind of think it is between Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, like I think these are two dudes that realize that their feud could be good for both of them marketing-wise. And
oh,
so...
Oh, I this is my opinion. I don't think it's manufactured.
You don't?
No. I think that this is authentic.
I hope it is, but just the cynic in me goes, I bet these two dudes are like, their agents got together. They're like, you know what would be good for both of you if you made this work and really just bashed each other?
I personally think it's authentic because I listened to Brooks Koepka, his explanation of why this has gone the way it's gone. And he was just like, hey, Bryce and I made a deal in a locker room. We made a deal. Just stop talking about each other. And Bryson went and broke it. So now he's basically said, I don't care anymore. I don't care how it makes him feel. I don't care how people look at it. Like, I'm just going to bag on this guy. And Scotty, the other thing that makes me believe it's authentic, I don't think you can fake the face that Brooks Koepka gave when Bryson walked behind him wearing cleats on that cement. I don't think you can fake that. And what did he say? It was basically a Darren Williams thing, right? Like, yeah. I hate that guy.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that Darren Williams. That was uncomfortable.
Yeah, horribly. And I lost a lot of respect for him on that.
Yeah.
Because the guy he was talking about is...
Is a good dude.
He's a good dude.
I mean, he wasn't wrong with what he said. No, I'm just joking.
But he's a good dude.
He's a good dude. So Brooks Koepka had a great day today. He shot 4 under. He's now at -5. By the way,
Brooksie,
dude, can you just run away and hide with this thing? The major pain in the butt right now, because you've got this thing locked up. You're done. It's over. Oh, you've won it.
Here's the deal, though. This course could take Colin Morikawa and just
But then you got Louis, who's at -8. I don't even know who your third guy is.
It's Lowry. It's don't call me Kyle Lowry.
And he's at 2 under.
He's at 2.
Yeah, so you're fine.
Whoa. He was at +1 yesterday.
Yeah, you can park this car in the driveway, man.
Shane Lowry found his way.
Yeah. It's over. You might as well just hand it to him.
No. Yeah. Stop. Don't do that.
Let's just congratulate you
Don't you do that. John Rahm's having a better day.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm straight trash.
In fact, if you lose, like, it would be a real big choke
job. Oh, it'd be the worst choke job in history.
There's no way you should lose.
Would you stop? Just stop.
So anyway, sorry, I digress. So yesterday, the whole thing with Bryson complaining about his Cobra driver, and we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on, and then he backtracked, and after Cobra said what you said was stupid, and we'll do everything we can for this guy, and he's a pain in the butt, and then he came back, goes, look, I shouldn't have said it, it's my bad. He wrote something his agent told him to read or release. Well, today, after a big day, Brooks Koepka, after going 4 under, shot a 66 in round 2, and again, just 4 shots off the lead, gave a quick interview and talked about some of the good aspects of his game.
I think it was as bad, so you can be a little bit more aggressive. Drove the ball great, loved my driver.
Drove the ball great. Love my driver.
Yeah, that's fishing. The thing is I don't know. Like, Bryson won't respond to it because Bryson is not playing well right now.
Yeah, he can't. When you're not playing well, you don't have any leverage.
You just kind of keep your mouth quiet. You're like, gosh, dang it. The problem is I don't know when Bryson is going to play well again.
That's the problem. You know how much pressure there is? I mean, fans are out to get him anyways. Like, there's so much added pressure to him because he's let fans know that he's bothered by things.
Okay, tell me this. Has there ever been a successful heel in golf? Is Phil looked at as a heel? No, I don't think he is.
No, I mean,
Phil's pretty
he's
beloved.
Got a lot of people that love him.
Yeah. Was Tiger a bit of a heel after all the stuff went down?
Oh, I don't think so. After the stuff,
no, because people still kind of wanted to see him succeed.
But I think even at his
for a while,
even at his most popular, I think people were like, there was a strong case of people rooting against him,
against Tiger.
Yeah, there's people that root for and then root against. There's probably
beloved. Oh, I guess when he turned on the media.
Yeah, and when he and Phil were, Phil's got a strong level of popularity, and when he and Phil had a little bit of a spat, and would go back and forth a little bit, then I think there was probably some Phil fans that wanted Tiger to.
Who's the most beloved golfer that had no hate and animosity? Would it be John Daly?
John Daly. You know who's kind
Arnold,
of a heel?
I mean, if you want to go old school, probably Arnold Palmer.
You think Arnold Palmer?
Patrick Reed.
People loved Arnold Palmer, didn't they?
You know what's interesting about Patrick Reed? Nothing.
Yeah, but he's not really liked.
Oh, Pat, people hate Patrick Reed.
Yeah, I know, and he's had success.
Patrick, I'm with Scotty. Like, Patrick Reed doesn't move the meter. I just want his name and him out of any picture, yeah. Any contention. I wonder if, and I didn't know Billy Casper as the golfer, but I wonder if when Billy was in his heyday, if he was as beloved as a golfer as he was as a spokesperson and representative.
That's a good question.
Probably.
By the way, update on Team USA, Adrian Wojnarowski. Now, remember, there were two players that needed to be replaced, Bradley Beal and Kevin Love, and as
Do you need
was
a
expected,
drum roll?
Keldon Johnson and JaVale McGee.
Oh. JaVale.
Like Keldon Johnson I'm fine with. I think that's a solid pickup. I think he's a good player. And he's with the select team, so he's ready to go and conditioned and good to go. JaVale McGee's probably stretched out on a Jamaican beach somewhere, and his phone's ringing. He's like, you know.
Huh?
I don't know if he's with us or not. He's like, you want me to do what? Well, free trip to Tokyo? All right, let's go.
Just finished up this colada and these – calamari tacos.
The Olympics. The Olympics were this year. What?
I thought they were last year. Wait a minute. The 2020 Olympics, but it's 22. What's going on?
I want to be in on that conversation when they called Popovich and they were like, "Hey, so you got Keldon Johnson." I mean, Popovich might have been like, "Oh, great,
yeah,
up and coming,
him.
Young guy,
on
awesome. You know, excited. This guy's going to do some great work. Thank you for taking my suggestion." Oh, and coach. We're sending you JaVale McGee. What is Coach Pop? Is he like, yeah, now you're stacked in a fool. No, for real. Who are you sending? JaVale. No, you're not, but I would like to know. Okay, the joke's funny. Thank you. But now, who are you? Tell me it's Julius Randle. Like, give me somebody I can work with here. JaVale McGee? Oh, man.
I just loved it. I would love nothing more than to be a fly on the wall when JaVale McGee gets that call. You want me to do what? Like, I don't think anybody's more surprised about this than JaVale McGee himself.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure JaVale is like, I've got plans that don't include basketball. Actually, I wasn't even going to really play next year.
Okay, there's kind of a fun side story to this, though. His mom, Pamela McGee, won an Olympic gold medal with Team USA in 1984. Okay,
even a good. You know who's excited about this is Bain, and Team Australia is like, oh yes, okay, that ought to be.
Oh,
fun.
You imagine being around Joe Ingles when he saw that tweet come across, and
oh,
the Boomers.
Man.
Those guys have got to be having a good laugh right now.
But even JaVale's got to be like, no, don't call me for this because I'm gonna get bagged on. Don't I'd rather not. Chalk me up with Kevin Love. I'm out. Even he doesn't want the heat that's going to come with this record.
Great. Here comes Charles Barkley again. He just roast me.
Then I get after my mom, get after him, and tell him to stop.
So imagine not winning a gold as Team U.S. and you're JaVale McGee, and you had any level of contribution to that team. You're gonna be the – we talk about heels. You're going to be the heel.
Yeah.
Well, if it would have all been good if it wasn't for JaVale. Look at him. Trying to slam a ball and hit the irons.
Oh, that does give him a good out, for sure. Yeah. All right. Hans and Scotty right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rob's with us from Smart Rain. It's a smart irrigation controller. It is the most sophisticated and technically advanced controllers on the market today. And I asked you, like, hey, are you – you know, when we talked before the show, I'm like, is this, you know, using other equipment or kind of a combination? And you're like, no, this is all proprietary. This is your baby, man. You guys have built this thing.
That's right. And right here in Utah.
Here in Utah as well.
All done here locally.
So, obviously, the drought is severe, and we all residentially are trying to do our part. But commercially, if you're a business owner, if you run a property, you've got to be taking this into consideration because you don't want your business being shamed because you ran your sprinklers for 17 hours in the middle of a drought.
That is correct. And the controller will take care of that for you. If nothing else, it's going to give you the alert and let you know that something's happening. So you have full control, which is awesome.
Are you willing to, or are you working or able to work with city officials? Because the city of Eagle Mountain waters more streets than they do actual grass. It's like, how do you water so much blacktop? And I just every time, and then you drive your car, you know, you have a fresh wash car and you drive it through, and now you've got water spots. Can you help them?
We can help. As far as watering the blacktop, that's more of a water audit situation, which we do as part of our services. When we put in our controller, we'll go out and check the sprinklers, make sure they're all operating and running. And so when we do an install, we do make sure that the water and the sprinklers are working efficiently.
I'm curious on how much. Okay, I'm going to just, let's just put it this way. Let's say I've got 35 or, no, let's say we got 40 zones, okay? I've got 40 zones, and I'm watering, the majority is grass, and we're in this climate right now, these temperatures. How much money could I save by installing this?
If you're running 40 zones?
Let's say 40 zones, and those are pretty heavy zones. How much water could I save using, or how much money could I save using this?
Right. I mean, we're talking...
Because water's one thing. People are oh, yeah, we're in a drought, but they're still leaving their system. It's the money that's going to make them stop and think, oh, hold on just a second.
That is the truth. So the reality is most of the time we're seeing that 30 to 50% savings on a bigger site like that. For example, we've done a couple of ROIs, return on investment calculations for a couple of elementary school and one for a high school recently. The elementary school was going to save close to $30,000 over the 5 years. The high school we were looking at saving about $150,000
in over 5 years.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
So $30,000 a year they were saving.
Yes.
How about that math?
That's the.
Well done. Well done.
Wait, what did you.
We've had a problem with math on this show.
Hold on. Give me your numbers again.
So 150 divided by five.
We knew Scotty wasn't just the looks.
Yeah.
Nice job, Scotty.
Yeah, I don't bring the pretty face to this thing.
That's right.
Oh, bro. Wait till you see him jazz, sing, and dance, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Now we're talking.
He's don't look at me that way, Scotty. No. He's getting after me.
So here's the opportunity for you to come. Just call the number right now, 877-346-3333. Let's talk about the promotion right now. 10 free controllers. This is awesome.
Yeah, well, we're gonna up that a little bit because it's not 10 free controllers. It's 10 free properties.
Wow. Okay.
So what that means is the first 10 property owners or managers that call, if their property has 20 controllers, they get 20 controllers on that property. So we're gonna up it up a little
Chase
bit.
Chase is over
more.
Here like, I'm glad I wasn't the one that said that.
We're going to up it up just a little bit more. We're going to add it to full property. So the first 10 property owners and or managers that call will get their full property covered, which means if they have 100 controllers on that property, they'd get 100 controllers. I don't know what property would ever have 100 controllers, but for example.
Wow. This is one of the biggest, probably one of the biggest offers we've ever had on the show.
No doubt. 877-346-3333. You need to call that number right now.
And Gordon Monson, you are not eligible.
No, that's residential, even though you've got 100 zones.
I was going to say, he actually probably could be eligible.
Yeah.
He's probably the guy that you could put the controller on his property.
877-346-3333. Call that number right now. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone.